Homily for Monday, the 20th of March, 2023. Today we are celebrating the feast of Saint Joseph. The Gospels tell us much about Jesus, but really so little about Joseph, his father. When talking about the time Jesus spent with Joseph, we use the term the hidden years because we know so little. And yet we do know that these years, by tradition they were 30 years, that these years must have shaped Jesus' life in a fundamental way. We do know that as the father in the family, it was Joseph's role to introduce his son Jesus to the religion of their forefathers. It was Joseph who taught Jesus how to pray and who took him to the synagogue. It was Joseph who taught Jesus to call upon God as Adonai, as Lord, in the midst of the assembly of Israel. It was Joseph who taught Jesus how to be a good and righteous Jew. As we heard in the reading from Matthew's Gospel, Joseph was a religious and righteous Jew himself. But he became more. In the face of Mary's pregnancy, Joseph did more than what religion and righteousness required. Joseph did the more by allowing himself to be called beyond his understandable fear of embracing Mary as his wife. Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary into your home. Do not be afraid. This is the most repeated phrase in all of Scripture, both Hebrew Scriptures and the Christian Scriptures. And it was this too that Joseph passed on to his son Jesus, not to be afraid to do the more, not to be afraid to do the greater good, not to be afraid to go beyond what common sense religion advises, not to be afraid to give oneself over to the daring Spirit of God. The Spirit of God dwelt in Jesus. And he has breathed that same Spirit into us. During Lent, let us take the time to be with Joseph and with Jesus, and to be with the Spirit of God, already dwelling deeply within us.